Hi, this is Frank Dunn reading for you from the Norwood Record, the December 18th edition. Two stories on the front page as scores brave the wind for wreaths across America and stackers discussed for 55 Lennox at planning. Hearing was really about stormwater. Well, let's go with the wreaths, okay? Looks like a good story here. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong-ding. More than 150 students and residents came out on a brisk and windy Sunday. Make that a Saturday afternoon for the 8th annual Norwood Wreaths Across America ceremony at the Highland Cemetery in Norwood. Norwood Veterans Agent Derek Winterstrand opened the day's ceremonies and shared that theme of this year's ceremony was Moving Forward, Wreaths Across America focuses on laying wreaths on veterans' graves. And so after the ceremony itself, residents rolled up their sleeves. Metaphorically speaking, it was too cold to really roll up your sleeves, and laid each wreath at a veteran's grave. Many were in the central area of the cemetery, but several residents went far afield to lay down wreaths at more remote locations at Highland. Winterstrand talked about his own struggles with moving forward when he faced a life-changing event in his family. He started the story with a discussion of how it can feel to get out of the military seemingly without a rudder or purpose to guide oneself, many times not knowing what the mission is. Can lead us to a dark place, he said. In the military, our mission is handed down to us and our orders are clear. In the civilian area of operation, often we must seek out our own orders. They're not always concise or clear. We must adjust our expectations and rise to the occasion by exercising initiative and taking appropriate action in the absence of orders. My father used to say, life doesn't come with an instruction manual, Derek. We try our best to raise good sons and daughters, but as parents, we can't always be there for you. This resonates with me today in many aspects of my life. Winterstrand shared his own struggle that took place 7 years ago when he was still a Norwood police officer and not the Veterans Service agent. It's a brief personal story. He said, I lost my father 7 years ago when he took his own life while I was on duty as a Norwood police officer. I left the police department soon after, and I fell into deep depression. I didn't know where to go or what to do with my life. My dad wasn't going to be there to give me any more advice. When his dream became audibly choked up, recalling this memory. My career was now over. How was I going to How was I going to continue after this profound loss, he said. Although I'm not an overly religious person, and I know I don't go to church nearly enough, I found solace in spiritual teachings. Spirituality for me doesn't mean I have to speak with a priest or a preacher. And don't mistake these comments as some religious sales pitch, because as much as faith can be a cornerstone, as individuals, we must harness our own abilities to understand life struggles. When we stumble and face loss, it's okay to feel bad for a time, but we must put aside our emotions and indecisions and move forward with a purpose. Keep in mind, keeping forward with your mission, learn from your failures and the trauma. Never accept defeat, never quit, and never leave yourself behind. Ecolab representative and organizer Andrea Reed also spoke during the event and said the theme was chosen by National Wreaths Across America director, executive director Karen Worcester, because it was a battle cry during Operation Iraqi Freedom. It was to honor the last words of Captain Joshua Byers, U.S. Army, killed in action in Iraq on July 2003. She said Joshua Byers was the company commander of a Fox troop in Iraq in 2003 when an IED improvised explosive device struck his Humvee. As the smoke filled the air, Josh gave his driver his last command, keep moving forward. Though Josh didn't make it home, the command saved the lives of all of his team and became the battle cry for the unit and his family. And there will always be challenges to overcome as individuals, communities, and a country, but we must keep moving forward together. Dedham High School student Jake Miles discussed his grandmother's memory, and he said he was thankful that Wreaths Across America gave him and his family the opportunity to honor her service for the U.S. Marine Corps. Everyone who knew my grandmother, Mary Roddick Steele, would say the same thing, that she had great pride for her time in the military. He said it was one of the great times of her life. She joined the military just after finishing her junior year in college. Her entire life had been spent in a small town in Minnesota, and she had never seen the world beyond that small area. So when she saw a military recruitment poster with the words, "See the World," she was sold. Miles said his grandmother was working as an avionics technician for the Marines and graduated second in her class for the 3-month education training for her position. Even with the additional challenges she faced as a woman in the military, she still believed it was one of her best life's accomplishments, he said. So much so, she thought all Americans should serve in the military in some capacity. Norwood resident Zach Scott spoke about his grandfather's service during the Vietnam War. He is a man who carries the weight of experience that most of us can't imagine, he said. Growing up, I didn't always understand the sacrifices he made and the quiet strength he showed every day. But as I get older, I came to realize that resilience isn't always loud. Sometimes it simply looks like getting up each morning and choosing to move forward despite the past, and he embodies that. His service, courage, and a large role he plays in my life, as I don't have a father, continues to inspire me to pave my own path. Scott said he is currently a freshman at Providence College, seeking a biology major. Like many students, I'm learning what it means to push through uncertainty, stay grounded in my purpose, and continue moving forward, he said. College brings its own tests, but I think when I think of the strength shown by my grandfather and veterans across the country, I am definitely reminded that perseverance is a trait shared by us all. Let's move on to the next Jeff Sullivan story about the Stackers. Discussed for 55 Lennox at the planning board. The Norwood planning board met on Monday, and for more than an hour and a half, the discussion centered around the proposed building at 551 Lennox Street. The board ended the public hearing, meaning no new testimony will be accepted, but continued the issue until January 5th of next year, of course, for a vote. The project itself is for 96 units on 5 floors with 106 parking spaces, provided by 68 ground floor spaces, 38 of which have parking lifts, also known as stacker spaces. A stacker allows for one vehicle to be stored above another, but requires that the lower space be vacated to allow the top vehicle to enter or leave. The discussion centered around the stackers, both among the board and residents, but the actual application was for a special permit to allow an extra story of height because of stormwater retention and treatment guidelines and its reflective roof to reduce the heat effect, the heat island effect. As per the board's, zoning board's bylaw, the proposal is also requesting a site plan review. Parking was the first thing addressed by the proponent. However, tonight I am presenting the revised project plan that fully complies with the town's zoning requirements of 1.1 spaces per unit, providing 106 parking spaces for the 96-unit building, said project proponent John Shelby. To achieve this, I've incorporated parking lifts into the proposed plan. Parking lifts are not experimental. They are well-established and reliably a solution used in hundreds of installations across Massachusetts, including communities such as Walpole, Wellesley, Riviera, Brookline, Winchester, Newburyport, Gloucester, and Nantucket, to name a few. The board went back and forth with Shelby over stackers throughout the meeting, despite building Commissioner Gary Pelletier's assertion that stackers are classified as tandem parking, which is allowed under state's regulation and not really under the purview of the planning board. At this point, there isn't a zoning matter. It's a building code matter, which is actually exempt upon zoning to regulate or restrict the use of materials that are regulated by the state's building code, he said. Whether or not, whether we like it or not, we don't. And I'm speaking to the board. It's not something the town can regulate or restrict under a zoning law. Pelletier said the actual regulation is governed under the state's building code, blah, 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 which he said is the elevator code. For the actual hearing, engineer Scott Henderson of Henderson Consulting went through the stormwater prevention plan, which he said exceeded the town's stormwater requirements and will reduce the runoff that currently escapes from the site. The town's requirements are that any new development may not exceed the stormwater runoff that recently existing. He said they also have to meet the state's requirements for drainage as prescribed by the Massachusetts Stormwater Handbook. I'm sure we all have a copy of that. Those regulations would not normally apply to the project as it is not near a wetlands jurisdiction, but the town's regulations ask that we do so, he said. Henderson said there are 10 such regulations that the site complies with. The basically amount to not letting untreated runoff the site, treating and recharging the groundwater, managing pollutant loads, and a construction impact prevention piece. The town's MS4 stormwater permit also requires that at least 90% of suspended solids are captured through the stormwater mitigation process. We are providing 100%. He said we are capturing runoff from 100% of the impervious surface on this site. Henderson said they are using a, quote, diffuse, highly reflective material, end quote, for more than 75% of the roof. We meet that standard, he said. Board members went back and forth about the reliability of the stackers, what happens when there's a power outage or an emergency, or if one driver is drunk. Shelby pointed out that there will be a lock, a key lock, for residents to allow others to move their cars if indeed, and there will be a battery backup, despite, he said, assertions from Norwood Light that they very rarely have power outages in the area. Resident Mark Nardelli said he felt adding this many new residents presents a problem for the town public safety department, as he pointed to a recent Board of Selectmen meeting where a study was discussed showing Norwood Fire Department needs more staffing. All these developers come in here and they want to put tuna fish in a sardine can, and we're letting them get away with it. Okay, wow. Well, you've got to talk to the state about this, said Planning Board Chair Debbie Homewood, referring to the 3A MBTA Communities Act legislation for which 55 Lennox is in the jurisdiction. No, this is the town of Norwood. We can say no to things, Nardelli replied. Many residents said the Lennox Street area said they were not in favor because of the increased traffic and the potential for on-street parking. Resident Mary Coughlin said she lives at 1 Lennox Street and felt the traffic would be too much. There will have an impact on our neighborhood, she said. Shabley pointed out he could, by right, put in commercial ventures like a drive-through restaurant that would have a much larger impact than a residential use. Several residents spoke in favor of the project, pointing out that affordability in Norwood is a big problem, and that increasing the supply of housing, even rental housing, might help lower the costs. The housing inventory in Norwood has made it impossible for people of my age or a younger generation, said resident Patrick Sheridan, before he was cut off. There are 199 apartments available, Homewood said. I understand that, but I will say the rent around all these apartment buildings is outrageous costs. He continued, for many of us moving out of our parents' homes and into apartments or homes on our own, of our own, rather, in the scenario feels out of reach. There are simply not enough affordable options. I believe the project creates a real solution. That's the end of the story. Next up, Jeff Sullivan also authored The End of an Era for Trails. Joe Greeley stepping down for now. For the last 7 or 8 years of its existence, the Norwood Trails Advisory Committee, known as NTAC, let's call it NTAC, has been chaired by Joseph Greeley. But at last week's meeting, the regular meeting, Greeley announced he was stepping down from that position, stepping back. Greeley said he was leaving to be closer to his grandkids and family who live up in southern Maine. It is not an easy decision, but if I don't take these steps to move closer to my family, I'll never get another chance at it again. He said, my two daughters have two kids each, and they're young kids, and I faced the choice when they made the decision to move north to them. If I don't, I'll miss the kids growing up and everything that goes along with that. Greeley said he was proud of the last 7 or 8 years on the Trails Committee and all the group was able to accomplish. I'm lucky to have built a great family here in Norwood, lots of friends and family I've worked side by side with. And I like to think, as we have worked together, we all have accomplished a lot and moved a great community even further forward, he said. Members of the NTAC agreed that and pointed to the recent landslide vote to acquire the Kofsky Farm and related property at the November town meeting. But soon the conversation went into what the committee is going to do once Greeley is gone. I really wanted to do the Kosky Farm a victory lap before we did this, NTAC member Chris Paddock said with a laugh. The Trails Committee divided up responsibilities to make sure that they would take over Greeley's responsibilities. As you might imagine, his responsibilities were extensive, and the division of labor took up a lot of time. But I want Joe to be able to move on to the next phase of his life and not worry about his precious Trails Committee, Paddock said. I want to make sure that when you're leaving, we've got this figured out for our sake, and especially yours, you know. Greeley said he had complete faith in the committee. Rock stars all, he said. I just kind of sit back and watch the magic. We wouldn't be what we are, and we wouldn't have gotten the accolades from town meeting without you guys. The opportunities to buy Kosky Farm would not have happened if people didn't believe in our credibility to do something with it. Like owning it is one thing, but turning it into a resource, and it's a rock star resource, that's something totally different. And if you didn't do what you did, Kosky wouldn't be what Kosky should be without you all. That's a victory lap I wanted, said Paddock. NTAC member Brian Palmatier said he agreed, noting that in the 8 years the committee has been together, they've been quite a following. They built quite a following. I didn't think about it like that, but all the goodwill we built up through the monthly trails hikes, meetings, awakeness, and outreach, when we got up at town meeting, it was like, this is really add to it, said Palmatier. Even if Kosky passed, the other two would not have without the work we've been doing over the last 5 to 10 years, said NTAC member Jerry Hopcroft. It was a landslide, and it could have been a real uphill battle, said Paddock. We've established a reliable reputation that we're doing good work, and it just makes people more open to the idea. The committee discussed how to fill Greeley's shoes, as it were, and they all agreed that one person wouldn't be able to step into them as easily. I think breaking it up is the best way to do it, said Vice Chair Lee Gleitz. That's just to mention that our committee is as effective as it has been under Joe's leadership. The committee voted unanimously to appoint Paddock to the chairperson, with Leach voted to the town's liaison person along with his current role as vice chair, and member Joe Barrett, operations chief. The committee will look to vote on a new clerk position. Member Vic Babel, said he wanted to officially thank Greeley and fellow founder Leach. You brought us from nothing over the years to that point, and at this point, it's a big breakaway. We hate to see you go, but you got us here where it's only going to expand and be better and better, he said. Thank you for your service, said member Craig Austin. It's a lot, and once in a while, if you step back and look, you'll see you've created a lot. While all members showed apprehension with the prospect of losing Greeley's expertise, Hopcroft said he had faith they would continue to be such a resource to the town. We'll make it work, he said, and Leach pointed out that Greeley is always invited to participate remotely. I think at some point, Joe would probably want to keep you in the loop as much as we can. Even if it's remote, that would be great, he said, just to be sure. We're covering all the bases, and please don't change your email or your phone number, said member Marguerite Krupp, with a laugh. End of story. Here's an ad from Craw Cornack Funeral Home, 781-762-0482. John Cornack and Sarah Collins. Burials, cremations, advanced planning, veterans funeral benefits. When your family experiences a loss, you can count on our family to guide you and support you. Call anytime to make an appointment. Sam's Appliances, TV and Furniture, appliance sales, delivery, and haul away. Call Sam's for all appliance repairs. They're at 1232 Washington Street in Norwood. And their phone number is 781-762-4343. And their email address is samhurstsales, S-A-M-H-U-R-S-T, sales, at gmail.com. You can look on their website at www.shopsamsappliance.com. McHugo Tree Service, 781-974-2025. Removals, crane services, pruning, and stump grinding, 781-974-2025. They are fully insured and provide free estimates. Keegan's Jewelers, downtown at 1135 Washington Street, 781-769-6644. Merry Christmas, happy holidays from the Talking Information Center and Frank Dunn, who is yours truly.